Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big untold story.
Welcome back to a new Untold Story. We're back in the studio this time, which is good. We got the We got Mook on the ones and twos now. It feels right. It was rushed last week, and I'm sorry for that. It was like last week was just squeezing things in whenever you could.
Yeah, that was apologies. Yeah.
What episode number are we on?
331.
And apologies for that. The fact that I flubbed the 330.
What do you mean you flubbed the 330?
I just didn't even consider it as an area code that I lived in for 7+ years.
Yeah, that's a big flub. Yeah.
So we'll get to that.
We're going to get to the
331.
Yeah. It's 331.
The episode is 331. No area code. I think it's an overlay for like the Naperville, Elmhurst area. We're not going to waste time on overlays.
No.
They'll have their chance down the road in the 500s.
Overlays will?
Overlays will.
Is that?
No. This is the auxiliary area code.
Oh, for like, Naperville. Yeah.
Not touching that. We're doing 330 today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to get to that now or do you want to?
Housekeeping first. I don't like going in too wrong.
Yeah, let's do a little housekeeping.
Rudy, what are you doing?
Is this housekeeping?
I'm looking up area codes right now.
I think this is the first time we're going to talk about it on camera, but it's become a little bit of a nuisance.
You are always doing one thing.
Oh, Rudy's always doing one thing. Yeah. Every time I walk past your desk, you're making a thumbnail of yourself.
You're photoshopping.
Are you doing that right
your
now?
Face on a literal god's
an actual
body.
God's body.
It's always a Spartan or a god.
If we replaced your monitor with a mirror, I think it would take you 24 minutes to notice.
I can't argue with this.
Dude, I got a picture of Rudy and he was working on, he had like 90 photos of him on his computer. All different, yeah. Slightly.
Uh-huh. I'm trying. I mean, I don't have a PR team, so I have to do what I can for myself.
You got to do what you can for yourself. It's admirable.
I can't even argue it. Like, I'm always just like very, it's not even like a ego thing. Like a lot of times I look at myself and I'm like, ugh, but I can't not look at myself because it's just like a hyper focus. Maybe like body dysmorphia is not the right word for
no,
it.
No, freshman year of high school, a cool senior, Dusty, caught me. Yeah.
Dusty Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was the coolest.
And he liked me because he was a wrestler.
He caught me photoshopping a beard on myself freshman year and I destroyed
him. He could roast with the best of them.
Yeah,
he could pull up to Baytree in like middle school and he looked like he was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coolest guy in the school.
He had dirt bike swag.
Yeah. Coolest guy in the school caught me photoshopping a beard on
myself.
What
are he's up to?
I bet he's
good
married.
Things. Yeah.
I kind of want to quit photoshopping myself though.
Why?
Because I've done it so much. I almost just want to make my YouTube thumbnails now just like completely random things.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a good photographer around the office, maybe Enrique. Go into the green screen room in front of the white background in there and just upload yourself to a free stock image website.
Okay, for what reason?
I want to see where you end up.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's your homework assignment. Very, very clear photos. Maybe one of you like holding just like a blank sign, Very, very just usable in ads and whatnot.
Yeah, and just make it free for the public.
Don't obviously. Wear any shirts with like patterns. Just a solid colored shirt.
And what was the website you said?
Just any free stock image website.
Okay, right. So
all of them even. Anything. Pixabay. There's a few that you could use. Mm-hmm. And then I want to see where you end up, and then maybe that's what you could start using. Have other people do you.
That's a good idea. Thanks, crowdsource man. It.
Yeah, okay. Crowdsource it. I mean, you're going to end up in some pop-up ads, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I want to see for what.
Yeah. It could get ugly, but I kind of want it to get ugly.
Yeah, I want it to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
1, 2, 3, 4 of us in this room right now. Think we've taken the joke too far. Tungsten. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on any bit of content, but 12 of us in the office all bought membership cards to the Tungsten Federation of Greater New York. Mm-hmm. Sure. This thing's heavy as fuck. It's sharp. And I've been carrying it in my wallet every day. It's causing my pants to fall. This is a pain in the
ass. You're walleting that?
You're not carrying this
mine's
around?
In a paperweight.
In a paper? What?
In a paperweight.
What you talking about?
Like, you know, like a glass see-through cube.
Yeah.
It's a paperweight and it's inside of it.
How'd you do that?
It took a lot. Yeah. It did take a lot. I'm not going to carry it. I'm not going to wallet
it. It's in my wallet. It makes my wallet four times heavier. Do you have yours?
No, it's on my desk.
Yeah, it's probably a smart thing. You haven't been carrying yours?
What in Sam Hill are you wearing?
Mine's in my mailroom still.
That kind of looks cool for what it is.
Yeah, so we dropped it a couple weeks ago, but we finally got them delivered. So this is the Tungsten merch, and you can go get it. It's pretty fire. There's the power of the Tungsten as advertised.
I felt that.
Yeah.
Shockwave.
Yeah. So I loved those sweatshirts until merch team dropped off a box at my desk and I threw one over to Smokes and he said, oh, this is cool.
It's a quandary. Mm-mm. It's a quandary because he is part of the Federation.
I don't want Tommy to think the stuff that we like is cool.
That's the rub.
Yeah. It's a big deal. Yeah. Am I the only one that's been carrying this around?
Yeah.
It's the weight of 14 cards.
14?
Yeah. It's 14 times heavier than a card, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm worried that my Apple card is metal, and I'm worried that there's going to be some tension.
I was worried about the airport. But if you're a member of the Tungsten Federation of Greater New York, you could just send a Tungsten cube in the group chat of the other Tungsten Federation members, and let's see how fast the boys respond.
Yeah. You can hold it up. We don't have to cut any of this. They'll respond.
Okay, so I sent mine. Let's see how fast the boys respond.
The guys are quick.
There's one.
Okay. Well,
this is Austin. Oh, no, there's Austin.
There's Austin. Yeah. See, it works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. There it goes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's got
two more of it. Yeah.
And that's what you do in the. I think, I don't know.
It pops off at random times.
Yeah. There's Smokes who just sent his. Yeah. We got Patel in here.
We got Patel. A nice Federation. Comfortable Federation.
I got back to some basics.
What do you mean?
I wrote some news jokes.
Oh, let's go.
Shall we? Only a few. It's hard to do. And I don't even know how these will go over. But there's been a lot in the news. And I figured, hell, why does Nikki's going to give a crack at it. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is the news. Sri Lanka passed a bill to decriminalize homosexuality. Pass a bill? Hell, now you can fuck one.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right down the middle.
Pro-life Spider-Man scaled the 40-story Chase Tower in Phoenix.
Yeah.
He calls himself pro-life Spider-Man. I get choosing Spider-Man as a pro-life hero. A Peter only shooting webs on the outside. And the biggest enemy is a doctor with a long metal arm.
We're back.
Yeah. Researchers find subterranean natural antibiotics in limestone caves. Subterranean is usually what girls say to Kyle as he's fucking them.
Damn.
Yeah.
But still, before you did.
Well, so, yeah. No, because they know.
Did you see me scratch your balls?
You scratch your balls.
Maybe not call it out next time. All
right, yeah, through the pocket.
I guess it's funny. Yeah,
is that why you
not call it out?
You've been on sweat mode heavily, but not even like the bird dog sweats, like the real like
these
comfy
are OG
boys.
Yeah. Sweats is that like ripped to shreds at the bottom?
Have you been itchy?
Grass? I've been itchy.
You've been more itchy.
Front back.
That was a pinch and roll. I know that.
Yep. There it is. Weird call out. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, Rudy was looking the opposite direction. Did you hear him scratching his balls?
I've been called out for doing that. It was traumatic in middle school, so I just wanted to return the favor and make someone else feel that pain.
Yeah,
I did. I guess fuck.
That was 14 years in the making.
Okay, congrats.
Move over, pajamas. Study.
No one's ever said that.
Move over, pajamas. Studies have shown that sleeping in a tunic gives you the best sleep. Sleeping with two Nicks is Rudy's girl's dream threesome. Her and two me. One in her pussy and one in her butt, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I don't know how that works. Nintendo's profit margin is at an all-time low. They only make their profit margin's 4%, all-time low. When asked what is happening, the spokesman for Nintendo said they need their employees to work better. Want to make the people of Nintendo work better? Pick them up and... UCSF had a heart transplant surgery done by an all-woman team. So rest in peace to that person.
Yeah, the sweetest piece. Fly high. Yeah.
A Catholic middle school sent home a male student for having his fingernails painted. That's hypocritical. Even Jesus had red nails.
Wait. Oh, my God.
That's the news for the week.
All right. Glad to be back.
Yeah. Feels good to be back.
Thank God.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Feels good to be back writing jokes.
Are we gonna the dude who scaled the Chase Tower?
Yeah, pro-life
Spider-Man. That is the coolest move that's been done, and no one's gonna talk about it because he hates abortion.
Yeah.
It still is.
But doing something dangerous because you're pro-life is hilarious.
I mean, yeah, that just makes it whack.
That's like fucking a black woman for racism.
Yeah. The feet is like the sickest thing ever.
Yeah, it's very, and he did it like
he scaled
in like business
a skyscraper.
Casual. Yeah, and he just
walked right up it. A skyscraper,
and nobody's
that's insanely cool.
And like, dude, I bet you people were so excited to give this guy his flowers. Then he got to the top, and he was like, "Stop killing babies."
Yeah,
there's no.
Yeah. Imagine if he was pro-choice, how cool that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be with like Ice Spice right now.
Yeah. He keeps bringing her up.
I think that's the litmus. That's cool. That is the pinnacle of cool now.
As being far with as Ice Spice?
Yeah, just being with her, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Danny Conrad. Does his count as cool?
Danny fucked her years ago.
No, he texted us. He only made out with her.
He made out with her years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does it count as cool as if it was before?
In retrospect.
They were famous? Because I was in a group chat with Doja Cat.
That is true. That's insane. Because she's probably the actual pinnacle of female fame. Female hipness?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what her deal is.
I don't know either.
She likes white guys.
Mm-hmm. Is that her deal?
I'm not going to claim. I don't know. Why were you in a group chat with her?
I'm a white guy, I guess.
But why?
Twitter funny men. A bunch of
that was it?
It was a bunch of like Twitter funny people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Doja Cat.
Damn, that's cool. Hope to be a part of one of those someday.
Nah.
How many followers did she have?
Not many.
Not many? She was still on the come up?
Her only song was the cow one. I'm a cow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how she came up. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys watch the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I was at a... I got pissed off. I kind of turned into a cunt during the Super Bowl halftime show because I was at a bar and I was just like with a group of people. And it was Rihanna up on that platform, pregnant Rihanna. And I was like, dude, if she fell off this platform and landed on her baby, on her butt, on her tummy, that baby's shooting into the Pacific. And this girl looks at me and goes, yeah. This girl looks at me and goes, no, she'd die.
Dude, you can't.
And I flipped.
You can't.
I flipped. I was like, what? Did you just correct me? Did you think I actually meant that her baby would shoot out of Arizona, over California, over Baja, California.
You didn't even say Lake Havasu. You said the Pacific.
Yeah, I said the Pacific.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make an observation.
We all come to those realizations sometimes that we can't bring our energy to like random people.
Yeah.
You just can't. Some things you can't say. They just won't hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Dude, like I bit my tongue at the Super Bowl house, like. Christian McCaffrey walked in and I was just like, I'm not doing anything. I blew it with Kenny Pickett.
What'd you say?
I asked him to dance.
Did that hit?
Didn't hit.
No, that
didn't
hit like an indie song.
But he followed me back on Twitter. So I'll get another chance. I realized, I'm so used to being surrounded by you guys that it's just, it doesn't really translate to the wild too well.
No.
Yeah. And I thought I was like a social guy. I'm not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real shame. Kyle, what do you have?
All right. 330 area code. Shout out to, I lived in Kent. I lived in Youngstown. I worked in Medina in my 20s. I worked in Mogador in my 20s. I went to prom in Wadsworth
What's
in my 20s.
Wait.
I did.
Wait, you went to prom in your 20s? Wait, have you talked about that? It was your buddy's sister.
Yeah, my boy's girl. My boy's sister. Her boyfriend broke up with her like 2 days before.
So you went to prom in your 20s?
I went to prom in my 20s.
How old in your 20s?
20. Or one, I forget.
Okay. Yeah. Did you buy the rest of the group booze?
I did. So I was 21. I never had a fail. Okay, I was 21. I was a sophomore. So I was 20. But a lot of time in that area, the flagship city.
How was prom? Did you dance?
I did, yeah. I remember having a blast. Yeah.
Did people know you were older?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
It was fun, yeah.
Was the girl into you?
It was my friend's sister.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how it works. Friends' sisters always love you. You know how it works.
I don't.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Kidding. Akron.
Yeah.
Not a lot of good, but some good. It's the city of LeBron, but more importantly, rubber ducks, tires, and blimps. That's like that blue collar autism. Yeah, that's that old school autism. Things you can line up, things you can stack,
you can sort. Yeah,
Advanced stats from LeBron. Yeah, it's like the type of guy to look at a pile of sawdust and be like, "That's 2.4 million geometric specs." It's that type of autism. But Akron, I also worked there at a daycare for 2-year-olds. Speaking of autism, for 2-year-olds with autism, I would go into the daycare and pick one child and work with him for hours.
Yeah.
It was all black. I was the only white person in the entire building. Wonder World. Good morning to you. That's how we started our days.
Your daycare had a theme song?
It was like the morning song, and I would roll up, and I remember
Did you sing the song?
I would sing along. I think I have videos. I don't know if it's a HIPAA violation or what. What did I do there?
You'd select? Yeah. I'm curious about the selection process.
For my graduate school internship, I was sent there.
No, I mean, how you select the child?
Oh, they had one. There was like one child or two with autism that I would work with during the daycare.
Got it.
Yeah. I was the only white guy. I remember I rolled up with manila folders and they thought I was the mayor. It was fun. It was during like the LeBron Cavs run of 2016. Good, good vibes.
The power of carrying a manila folder has is underutilized.
What a folder. Yeah. What a folder.
What a folder.
Mm-hmm. And then also in the 330 East Palestine. I don't know if you guys know what's going on
bad
there.
Stuff there.
The things are being spilled. Toxins, chemicals, animals, livestock, fish are dying ad nauseum.
The fish are dying down Fairmont.
People are getting sick. They're saying the spillover will go, you know, into the northern panhandle of West Virginia, where we are from.
Yeah.
So that's scary. And if you know East Palestine, you know the people from that area of Columbiana County, you know the last thing they need is toxic fumes. Because if you, you know, looked at them, met them, you would think that this was more of a lifelong problem than a week-long problem.
Yeah.
I know they saw that the vinyl chloride was spilled over. They couldn't read that. They saw Vince Carter when I read that. That's what's going on there. Shout out to Arizona Miller, my high school wrestling rival. He's from a school district over. Beaver local, that's that type of area.
Yeah. East Palestine is an interesting name for a yeah. East Ohio town.
I know. Yeah. And that was right next to Calcutta. Huh, funny. What else do we got? Obviously, we're looking at the mayor, and I went through every single community in the 330 area code. There's lots. I went through every single one of those mayor's Instagrams. The most boring job of all time.
East Ohio mayor?
What?
East Ohio mayor is, do you think it's the most boring mayorship?
A lot of them just didn't have Instagrams, or they only posted like wallpaper. So, but I mean, I have to do the flagship city. I have to do Akron.
Yeah.
So I always start with a PR check. I search their name on Twitter. So last time, the mayor of Washington, D.C. was in flack for anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one thing that is worse than, this could be dark, but worse than the Holocaust?
The one thing that's worse
this,
than?
I mean, this is a, it could be darker. In grimness.
A bigger Holocaust?
And skin tone, yeah. What's worse? Yeah. But no, what could maybe be equated to a Holocaust in terms of...
Of tragedy?
Slavery?
Evilness. Yeah, black genocide. So I searched this guy's name. His name is Dan Horrigan, and a bunch of anonymous Twitter accounts with like the Guy Fawkes avatar were doxing him, tweeting his number, calling him... a beacon of black genocide, calling it. What did they say?
They're
saying the mayor of. They say his number. They say they call him slave patrol. Apparently, in June, a black man was killed by like 8 cops, shot 60 times.
60?
Yeah, they're expecting the mayor to. The mayor didn't like fire them or whatever he could do. So I don't know. I kind of was like, should I DQ him for being a fan of black, for being pro black genocide? I can't because I went through every other town's mayor and none of them had an Instagram.
When was the last time this was?
And also,
up?
This is just accusations. This was happened in June of this year of 2022.
Oh, that's soon. That's recent.
But I don't know what the moral grounds, how to judge him for that. I don't know what his position could have been. If you go to his Instagram, he doesn't seem racist. It's a lot of black people. He has 322 posts. That's a little bit.
That's a lot. Zesty for him. And so this is our first white mayor.
This is, yes.
And our first white mayor is accused of black genocide.
I think that's a stretch, but.
What's his handle?
Mayor Dan Horrigan.
Mm-hmm.
2 R's.
Okay.
So first off, the parody in mayoral fashion rivals English teachers or loggers. That they all dress the same. So it's hard to find an actual fit pick. It's brutal. the first thing I do was went.
All English teachers do dress the same.
English teachers and loggers.
So
I went to the date where this incident happened with Jalen Walker, rest in peace. And I wanted to see what his response was to that. You know, he took a month off.
Okay.
Took a month off from posting. His next one back was he poached a local black teen to do a tutorial for using the Akron parking meters. And then he was reading to black teen or black summer campers. And then he was at the Pride Parade, which is the Akron Pride Parade. So it's just 6'2" black lesbians. Bulls fit. It's Hornets jerseys, cargo shorts, gun holster with a dildo, all of that. Yeah. So not an authentic pride parade across the board. The L was there. Yes. Okay. To his swagger, to his fits, to his fits.
Just the L.
It's the L. Just the, it was an L parade. Yeah. Fitting for a city in despair. So a lot of like the standard mayor suits, which I don't judge. You know that I want to see your authentic, your personal swag. And the first thing I noticed was this blue or maybe bootleg off-brand Arc'teryx bright Bosworth blue jacket. You know, he copped that from the Jimmy Jazz in Summit Mall. If you don't, you know Jimmy Jazz?
Not a clue what
from,
Jimmy
he copped it from a Jimmy Jazz employee with a house arrest anklet on. Because in Akron, in Summit County, you can either do your house arrest in your own home or at Jimmy Jazz. It's a store in the mall. Trying to describe. Tyler, do you know Jimmy Jazz? You should, yeah. It's like a Foot Locker got Atlanta drunk at Rolling Loud and then woke up in a Sprinter van next to, what's his name? YK Osiris's stage manager and Gene Markeith's least steeziest homie. That's what Jimmy Jazz is. That's where he bought this. I'm thinking it's a cool jacket, kind of. I know you see it. Yeah.
It does look like a bootleg Arc'teryx, but
he posted it on June 3rd. I was like, that's a little bit warm to wear it on June 3rd, but whatever. You got to flex the jacket. He also posted it on May 26th and April 20th and April 11th. That's four times he's wearing the same fake Arc'teryx in the same fiscal quarter, a warm weather one at that. He tried to four-peat the Rex. That's gross, man. You got no Hester in your jeans. You can't run it back like Devin. You can't rep the A like Prin. That's a faux pas like LeBron's pops. Moving down to May 17th, 2019, because that's the last time I could find an authentic swag pick. He's rocking a neon lime surge Under Armour tech zip with the matching neon green sunglasses. He's in Akron, but he still found a way to rep the wrong UA zip with a forest green undershirt. That green tea's unsweetened. Yuck.
Oh, no.
Tried to kill it in the tech, but he's not a shooter like that. He's got that Little League baseball coach swag.
Oh, no.
Looking like a third base coach for a pop-up sex ed class. Show you how to steal home without an overt go signal. But the caption, this is the weirdest caption. The caption is, today is National Ride Your Bike to Work Day. Anyone else ride into work tomorrow or ride into work today? There's not a bicycle in sight. There's no proof that he rode his bicycle.
Yeah, I don't see
it. There's not even a speck of a spoke or a rim or a tire or a handlebar in the picture. So I don't know what he was trying to do there. Perhaps even weirder, there is a phantom Apple AirPod poking out of the west goiter of his neck region. Yeah, no wire in sight. No, don't know how it's loitering there. How did it get there?
How's it chilling?
Yeah, I mean, that's minus some degrees.
Now, is it a positive that his sunglasses match his shirt perfectly?
No, that's like that. That's like a Little League shortstop swag.
Okay, okay.
You know, the kid who left Williamsport with the Hustle Award, the kid who tried to rob a Japanese boy's home run, but landed on his neck. He tried to rob it with his hat and landed on his neck like 5 feet in front of the fence. Talking about vertebrae. Yeah. So that's his swag. What else? I want to give him a fair pick.
Give him a fair pick.
Going down to April 9th. He's clearly pretending to pick up trash. He's holding an empty Home Depot bucket. He's only got one finger daintily hoisting it, so it's empty. He's not actually cleaning up trash. What is the sign his partner says? It says, where'd it go?
This is April 9th?
April 9th. His partner's, it's us wearing a, holding a sign that says, keep Akron beautiful in front of a very dismal, rundown area of Akron. On the dome. See, I even asked you guys to help me ID this. I think it's an off-brand True Religion, like pastel baby blue and pink beanie, which could be cool if it's actually True Religion. But it doesn't match the rest of the fit.
Looks like a True Religion logo. Yeah. Got the horseshoe.
It's a cartoonish fit. He's got Pinky on the Brain, Scientology swag. He's rocking fake religion. Hold this out, Ron Hubbard. I will admit, the forest green eBay hoodie goes hard.
You think so?
That, I mean, a eBay merch goes hard because you can't even, where do you find that? You type in eBay hoodie and it's going to just give you results of hoodies that eBay sells. So I will say that goes hard.
Okay. He's wet as fuck.
He is wet.
And he has the Arc'teryx that's waterproof, and he's not wearing it in this one. He's soaked.
I want to give him a fair chance. The eBay hoodie does help a lot, plus 10 degrees. But the rest, okay. I couldn't find another swag pick. I went all the way down to 2019. He's rocking a navy blue and red Cleveland Indians sea hat, a gray and black Puma Power Warm knit vest that's $56, a light blue Calero Husky Fit dress. I said Husky Fit is far from slim. His biceps are drowning. It's a Husky Fit dress shirt, $45 I ID'd. And then the cuff of it is choking the life out of his Apple Watch. That's cider. Gap Flex athletic taper khakis. All the colors are clashing. And he's holding the ball like he's about to like throw a curveball. It's the weakest curve. Bruce Harrell would take him 450 to center at Progressive Field. His eyes are hollow. His eyes are all black and hollow for some reason. And this is the case in several of the pictures. He's got that ill mind of Hobson swag. And then the caption is, let's play ball this opening day. Join me and wear your favorite baseball cap. He's a cyborg. Lastly, February 16th, 2018, he tried to Birdman hand rub his intro to addressing the pothole situation in Greater Akron. All around, I mean, I think you guys know where this is going.
Yeah.
Heat check, high school dropout, 0 degrees.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, 0 degrees? Yeah. Is he the lowest so far?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, tough competition, but yeah. I think we had 3 fails, 3 makes.
I love the Harrell callback, too.
Yeah, Harrell was good. Yeah, this is a tough job. Like, this was the best I could work with in the entire Northeast Ohio area.
So we don't have to follow area codes if you don't want to.
I might have to switch it up. I mean, the mayor game is the mayor Instagram game is tough.
Yeah.
I had to scratch and claw to get any material out of that.
It's tough. It is tough. And if it gets too hard for you, Kyle, you can always go to BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm. Not bad, Nick.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I didn't even consider that therapy could be beneficial until Dr. Nicole LaPera started popping up on my timeline.
You can't escape her.
You got anyone else?
You brought her up last episode. It's
the top of my or on the act. Or maybe I did.
I don't.
I did. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, no, she's good.
Last episode, I brought up that I saw one of our coworkers' dicks accidentally and I didn't know what to do. So later I invited him out for beers.
Yeah. Wait, who was that?
I didn't say who it was, but somebody else came up to me and they were like, was it blank? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, that person pees too far away.
Oh, so other people have done this with him?
Yeah.
Dude, who was it?
I'm not saying who.
So, I mean, if you have
he or she,
if someone has a tendency to do this, I'm guessing they're well endowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know so, who it was. I
you have a guess?
Damn good inkling.
Say.
Mancini?
No.
Man, I'm out. That's all I got.
I got too drunk one of the nights in Arizona, and I DM'd Riggs, I would die for you, Sam. And then I sent Venus a DM. First one in a while.
Oh, I forgot about her.
I didn't. Sent Venus a DM. First one in a while. Sure. She responded.
Oh, she responded.
Immediately.
What'd you say?
I said, how's life been, V? And she said, hi. 3!
So immediately.
Good! ! How are you? Not even time between. How are you? I didn't respond. I got nervous.
Wait. So you sent her, how are you? And she responded,
I said,
good.
How's life been, V?
So in... immediately on Instagram DMs, I would say, is within the hour.
Yeah. There was no gap. Between.
No gap. Hmm. Jesus. And you didn't respond?
Nah.
Let's bring it back.
Nah.
Bring it back.
Why?
What am I going to say?
Get in the lab.
She just said good?
No, she said, hi, 3! Hi, 3! Good, ! How are you? ?
Sounds kind of body to me, like ChatGPT answering.
Mm. No.
Like a marketing
team? I think that's just like she was sheltered her whole life from socializing normally. What would you say?
Yeah, look, I want to make a tennis joke because she played tennis.
But don't do, you have to do like an in-depth one or she'd think it's corny.
I want to, okay.
Like a really niche.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't know the game enough. Just ask her, like, when are you in New York City next? Is that, you guys are laughing. That's what I would do. So when are you in New York?
I think you need a buffer before that.
I do need a buffer. I need, it's, it needs to be a tennis joke.
I don't know enough about tennis either. I mean, love is obvious.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
No, set. That's what I'm saying. That's too obvious. She's heard that a million times.
Exactly.
Let me love you.
Me Clay.
Let me court. I'd be getting rid of love.
Life has been pitching some crazy shit at me, but it's all good, love.
Why would you say, why wouldn't you say serving?
Pitching.
That's what I say, setting.
Is this baseball? No. Soccer?
Did I say pitching?
Yeah.
Pitching, yeah. I'd have fucked that up.
Serving, yeah.
Serving. I don't know, man.
This I hope you return the serve.
No. Oh,
that's yikes. Probably 90% of the guys who flirt with her try to incorporate tennis references. You think you're more authentic if you don't try to fake who you are. Say you don't know anything about tennis.
Right now? What's another hobby? Oh, I know she's got tennis.
What's her brand? The original?
11.
Talk about 11.
11 by Venus.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Or just come clean. How have you been? Truly.
She doesn't want to hear all that. How much time you got, V?
It's a tricky one.
Yeah. So we'll send something now.
How much? Yeah. Oh, man. I went to say how much time you got, V. Oh, man. What else has been going on with you? I got to expense the Super Bowl.
Same.
It's such a nuisance to do. My 3D printer still isn't built. I still have 85 pieces scattered across my kitchen. Life's in shambles.
How's the 3D printer?
Not built. What?
How is it?
I just said.
You haven't used it once?
It's not built yet. Oh. Yeah, my room's just, my apartment's just pieces of.
A 3D printer could probably build it.
Honestly. Oh.
Rummaging.
320.
Bang. What do you mean 320?
That's how much it was.
Yeah, but you're how? What number is it?
This is number one. I lost one.
You're okay. Yeah. All right. You're trying to get the 200.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to 200 knives. I'm at one.
You're buying swords.
I bought Aragorn's.
It's not
going
to help the.
I bought Aragorn's sword last night.
Whatsoever. You bought a sword last night.
I bought Aragorn's sword. It was a 1-for-1 replica.
I apologize. Last week, I think I said the first 100 knives are the hardest. No, it's the second 100. Yeah. I know so many people who've gotten into the 150s, the 160s, the 170 club, and never got to 200. And now you're stuck down below.
But does a sword count as a knife?
No.
Why?
It's in the name.
Oh, I guess it is in the name. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah! But big shout out to they didn't give me any sort of discount. But big shout out to epicswords.com.
So it's assembled, right? It's not shattered?
It's not shattered. I was thinking about getting shattered, but I think I want the assembled.
Just in case?
Yeah, just in case. I'm at the Black Gate. But this one, pretty good.
That's $320?
Money's all in the steel, baby.
And what could that do that a $20 knife couldn't do?
Nothing.
Worried
about this is made in Japan.
Quality over quantity. Get the 100 and then start worrying about
where can I buy knives in bulk?
I didn't know that was an option.
I didn't think there is.
No, you gotta buy one at a time.
Do you remember that Oriental Trading magazine? My mom used to get it. It was like party supplies in bulk.
No.
I used to read it when I was pooping as a kid. And I used to just want to buy things in bulk.
But well, yeah, bulk is cool.
Bulk's sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never like a Sam's Club member. I just tagged along with
Rudy,
friends.
Do you got anything on bulk?
No.
Any bulk quips?
No, I've never bought anything in bulk, to be honest with you. I don't, it like overwhelms me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's the nature of the beast.
Because then there's like a level of responsibility with the items.
Do we want to crowdsource help for our award show?
What is the award show?
We haven't even announced it.
We have not, no.
It's the nobodies.
Well, I think that's a little mean. I think we should call it the sub 500s, and the award is called the Nobody.
Yeah.
So what we're looking for is I want to try to find maybe 10 really awesome accounts that have under 500 followers, subscribers, even Facebook fan pages. And we're going to try to find the funniest, the best ones, the best potentials,
the coolest, the
steeziest
best
guy, the different awards. So if there's any cool accounts that have under 500 subs, subscribers, I guess that's the same fucking thing, followers.
Don't submit yourself.
Don't submit yourself.
You got to submit someone who does something.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
They
I found a thing. I found a Facebook page, 36 followers. I'm one of them. Kenya's Best Rollerbladers. Really, really good page.
That's perfect.
And these guys are just rollerblading on dirt. They are the best.
They have to be.
Yeah, they're the best. We're gonna be giving the award the Nobody, and it's just a base of a trophy, no person on it. And we have Jeff D. Lowe gonna be the
categories
voice
and nominees for each.
We're gonna have this as a production. We're gonna be wearing tuxes. And I guess that's all that it needs to make a production is tuxes.
Are we going to try to like invite them in person?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I would like them to at least, or maybe we will zoom them in and maybe like a pre-recorded, you know, back and forth, and then get an address to send them their Nobody.
Yeah.
Nice.
The thing that we got to figure out categories.
Right. So I think what we're going to do is reverse engineer. We're going to find the funniest pages
or
the best
first
moment
and then see what
reverse engineer the. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, best African rollerblading page.
Yeah. Or I found a streetwear guy that's bald as a bat. Yeah.
I think it's blonde.
It's blonde, but he's bald as a bat.
Like the baseball bat or the animal?
A baseball bat. The top of his head looks like a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. And he's bald as a bat. And I want to do the award all dressing, no lettuce.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
That's one.
So if you're a bald streetwear guy and want to compete, got to be bald as a bat, though.
Okay. So that's a start. Send us bald streetwear guys. Send us rollerblading accounts.
Yeah. That'll be a category. Yeah.
I have a question, though. So is it hypothetically, what if the rollerblading guys had like 500 on one platform but more than another?
They need
disqualification.
Yeah, no, you need to have under 500 on every account that you post actively.
Yes.
On. Yeah.
Okay.
So find some real just up and comers, and let's boost them. And I think we should try to get them to 1,000. But this award show, if you go back to back, means we're not doing our job.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you should only win this once.
Right.
So that's bittersweet. Yeah, I got my Nobody, but I'll never have another.
And then we can have like a Shark Tank check-in with a
later
with
on
the Nobody. Yeah.
Yeah. Where? What have you been doing with these extra 36 subscribers?
We got? How you doing? I'm sure we have. Surreal for you.
It's us again. Yeah. People that saved your life. I think I just have a God complex. Let me help you. Yeah.
It is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got, Rudy? What do you got, Kyle?
Let me look at my notes. I take the weakest notes throughout the week for potential talking points.
We have a Laugh Boston update.
Oh, Tomato Gate.
So me and Tyler went with Sass for the weekend to do stand up. And within 5 minutes of us getting in the building, the manager that reamed me out came into the green room, held court for like 5 to 10 minutes, walking around explaining how there will be no tomatoes this weekend.
We talked about it on the Yak.
Sass's manager called him and asked him to put out a tweet saying, please don't bring tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that would just do the opposite effect.
And she referred to it as Tomato Gate.
I love that.
People who bring produce to any show, they don't listen to tweets telling them not to bring produce.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one thing about those type
That's
of people.
That's the thing about produce,
people who
men.
Bring produce to performances.
And also, like, I was on the train up to Boston and randomly I got a text from Sass. He's like, have people been DMing you saying that they're going to bring tomatoes? And I was like, yeah, I've had a couple. And he's like, my manager just called me to make sure that can't be a thing. And I responded to all those people. I was like, you're not being serious, right? And they were like, no. But
so here's where I think we went wrong. Tomatoes spread when that you get hit with them. They spread out. It's an area of effect. It's an AOE spell. What we need to do next time.
What is it?
It's an AOE.
What's that?
It's an area of effect.
Okay.
You cast it and it's wide. Heads of lettuce.
Yeah.
Heads of lettuce can't break a screen.
Maybe the root, if you just threw it just right.
A de-rooted head of lettuce?
I don't know.
Maybe just one leaf you get. Can't get much distance.
But some wise guy would probably fill it with water. Mm-hmm. Those hold a lot of water.
Tomatoes are kind of just water balloons.
Yeah, fuck. Probably worse.
Yeah. She said we bought the seediest tomato she's ever seen.
No, we said we went to the market with the intention.
Thank you, whoever said that.
Yeah, thank you. Big compliment. We bring the seediest tomatoes.
We got dive bar tomatoes.
I was on the phone with my mom and I was like,
makes one of us. I haven't spoken to her in months.
Why?
On the phone, yeah.
Yeah, why?
I can express myself better via text.
Do you respond?
I think that's something we shouldn't discount in when it comes to any type of relationship. Some people communicate more effectively, better via text message.
You scratching your balls again?
No. Is what the Dominican Republic does in baseball the most impressive national feat for any specific sport?
Japan and sumo.
Okay. This guy with two different shoes on kept looking at me like, yeah, I'm the guy with two different shoes on.
Let's dig into that.
Subway. This homeless woman asked me to buy her two slices of pizza, and I said, no, thank you.
You said, no, thank you?
Yeah, no, I actually did. That was embarrassing. She was like, do you want to buy me two slices of pizza in the smoke? And I was like, no, thank you.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's like, you too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's bad.
That was my notes.
No, I was on the phone with my mom, and I made like an Anne Frank joke to her. And she goes, Nicholas, she was blind and deaf.
No. Mrs. T.
Yeah.
You truthing it? Why are you shaking your head? You truthing her?
Because, Rudy, that was Helen Keller.
Oh, yeah. I honestly miss those.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My first Facebook status was like a stolen tweet. It was like an Anne Frank joke.
My first Facebook post was I had a VHS of Matilda, and I intentionally like pulled the guts out, and I just like posted a picture, and I said, worst day ever. That was my first Facebook post.
That was like 2009, before that type of humor.
Yeah.
You were ahead of your time.
Thanks, man.
Before VHS.
Before VHS humor.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Dude, I used to love it was so much easier to steal jokes.
Stealing jokes.
Dude,
I was bad.
The freshman at WVU just thought I was Bo Burnham. They sent me Bo Burnham special and I ingrained it in their head so bad. They're like, this guy stole your shit.
Sophomore year of high school, I would do his raps, like his old raps, as if they were my own freestyles. Aaron Varlis thought those were my work. My girlfriend Bree Robbins thought it was my own song. It was, yeah. The Vagina Orchard line, I was ripping that. They didn't even get it, but they knew it was solid.
Oh my. That girl made you date her, right? Because she was like a foot and a half taller.
She bullied the fuck out of me. She wasn't taller. She was more muscular. She was a beast. And she was like a four-sport all-state athlete.
Yeah. She was.
I was looking at my old tweets because I was looking if I ever tweeted about Akron, and I used to do like digital blackface.
What?
Because I remember in 2012, I was like following, or let me see what I had.
What do you have to bet? What do you have?
So I see if.
What do you got? You said you were digital blackfacing?
I would tweet like because I would follow all these, like, I would follow guys with usernames like I disrespect hoes, I don't wear condoms. Like, that was their name.
Yeah.
They were very just mean guys. And I remember I disrespect hoes was like the coolest one of the whole bunch.
Yeah.
And then he got canceled because they found out he was Mexican. And he was always tweeting the N-word. What did I tweet?
I'm very, very curious of what this could be.
It was the first one. Some girl from my college tweeted, taking over Kent in Akron tonight with blank, my friend. And I just manually quote tweeted and said, LMAO, you aren't doing shit, though. I was just like mean to girls who went to my college because I thought that was like normal. Said 2012, Akron was turned up tonight. Brr. Akron is doing free HIV tests. I wasn't fucking at this time. Akron is doing free HIV tests. So Akron is over Kent in my book.
2014. Ebola was in Akron. I low key feel bad for Ebola. That was my first time getting 100 retweets. I think I emailed Amir Blumenfeld after that.
Who's that?
He's from College Humor.
Oh yeah, Jake and Amir.
Yeah,
dude. My first like tweet that got over 500 likes. It was the Jason Derulo documentary I did.
Damn good. Your parents were in it, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. So I did a documentary. I spent a year trying to get Jason Derulo's attention. And I tweeted a trailer for a documentary called Jason Derulo about trying to get his attention. And it got like 500 likes. And I applied for verification.
Yeah, yeah. I was in those applications.
Yeah.
But that all the shit you were doing was is still funny now.
No. Looking back, it's bad.
I don't think.
No, I tried to like, I've been trying to like think of tweets more. And I talked about one on the last episode of like me going to the high school with the Babadook, like just in my yearbook. But I did another tweet that I spent hours Photoshopping. And I was just like, I don't like it. But like 3 years ago, I've fired that off and walked out of the office with a pep in my step. I don't know what to tweet anymore. Yeah. I've lost my voice.
Huh.
I'm just cataloging KB's old tweets now.
Oh, no. Moot, what have you been up to? How's TikTok?
I've been doing the in real life.
I still see you pop up.
Yeah, I'm back a little bit. I took a break, couldn't find my footing. And then this weekend in Philly, I was just doing this is me getting into an Uber after X amount of Bud Lights and like getting into the Uber.
You've been doing it?
Yeah, I've been doing it.
Oh, you're doing
Yeah. The one did really well.
It's being received well.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah. I think I'm fully stuck in the bit. Fully stuck.
I mean, you change your style, though.
Yeah.
A little bit. Make it like Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. I'm going in the wild. Like the one I got into the wrong Uber, which like kind of like played well.
Oh, you actually
did it on accident?
Yeah, I got in and he was like, for Keith, I was like, oh, wrong John, go Birds. And I popped out of the Uber.
And it popped off?
Yeah, I got like 300K.
Jesus Christ. There we go. Yeah, you're the biggest on this show.
Yeah.
By far.
And we don't even have a fucking camera on you.
That's good.
There it is.
You don't need a camera on my face, dude. Rudy looks at himself in Photoshop like, I'm afraid to do that. Like,
You've been awkward around the office.
I'm so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting used to it. I have no desk here.
So but you sit in somebody else's desk and they showed up one day. And what did you say as you were leaving?
Yeah, so I've been sitting in K Marco's desk. And the one day he showed up, I was there. I look up, I see him, and I just immediately started saying, sorry, 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 sorry. As I'm like collecting all of my things off the desk, just complete panic, face turned red.
And you think you're to the point it's too late now for you to introduce yourself as a coworker to people?
Yeah.
He's like, it's been 3 months. It's just
that is true.
That ship has sailed. I'm not meeting that person.
Yeah.
So now you just do a head nod.
Oh, it's so bad once you get too far deep. Yeah. I subleased my friend's apartment for 2 months and never spoke to like the roommate once.
Oh.
And once it like 2 weeks passed, he was like, I just can't.
Wait, so you were living in an apartment with a guy just like,
yes,
straight face?
Yeah. I refused to like go out when he was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cause
I would show up in the summer a little bit, like 2 days a week. So people know my face and I've made eye contact with several people here who I've never talked to. And now it's just so awkward in the hallway.
In the hallway.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle, I'm trying to find a blog to read out loud because I really liked doing that. Right now I'm looking at... I'm going pretty far back. I like to do pre-Nick.
Okay, yeah.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Hot Girls is pretty good.
But that Hot Girls?
Hot Girls is one you blogged.
Huh.
One of my favorites ever is the oldest teacher sex scandal.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I'm the boy who always orders chicken tenders at 5-star restaurants.
I don't know what that was.
Let's see. Hold on. Your titles are even funny, but do you remember witchcraft and jizzardry?
Of course, we've talked about this.
Yes, of course. I want to get to one that you forget.
Okay, I remember the chicken tenders one.
Okay,
it was a parody of an Odyssey Online article, but
I'm finally feeling festive.
No,
I believe the thumbnail is peanut butter fudge.
I do not remember. Don't pull that one up.
Seven though. Comments.
Nah,
you're a mid 20s guy in this one.
Yeah, that one was trash.
Do you remember that?
No,
I don't remember that at all. I'm finally feeling festive.
And there's a piece of peanut butter fudge.
As the thumbnail. I have no idea what this could be.
I have no associations with peanut butter fudge. I barely have chocolate fudge associations. And that was like the my least eaten baked good.
Is fudge. Yeah, fudge sucks. This morning, as I went through the motions of my morning commute and waved to the pair of rodents 69ing in my apartment's vestibule.
That's lame. Delete this.
Oh. You blogged this on National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
That's how much I was scraping for material.
Ooh, my lucky day.
What?
I know, you see your calendar and you think...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you want me to bring up? Anything you're proud of?
I don't remember. No.
Let's see here. The sexification of America?
No.
Alexis Ren just broke the internet with these pictures?
No.
One scoop of clout, please.
Nah, I don't know what that is.
Foreskin Friday.
I know that.
The Curious Case of the Boy Who Cummed on the Sea Otter.
That's a good one. That's a damn good one. I think I threw Carter Huffman under the bus.
Was that the first appearance?
Maybe.
Oh my god. Oh, just the titles are funny to me.
Dear future hubby.
Mm-mm.
No. I fucking hate picnics.
I think I was actually pissed off and went in on picnics. I think that's like a very inconvenient way to consume a meal.
Yeah, there's nothing good about picnics. You and I went on a picnic together.
Hmm. For your birthday?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
It was right when we were very much in the thick of COVID. Very, very much. And Jeff D. Lowe invited us on a picnic with mimosa. And he brought Outback. And it was eating an Outback steak in the middle of Central Park.
Picnic
was the hardest thing I've ever had to
do. So hot.
First cut. It was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the ground. I don't think we had a blanket.
No.
And I broke my knife first cut of the steak.
Oh, yeah. Picnics do. And
we had steaks.
I remember going in on, but that was just a picnic hit piece, I think.
Yeah.
People were like, dude, what are you?
Did you not even have any jokes?
Who hurt you? picnic hit piece.
I did that during COVID, though. That was like the thing to do. Go to a park, drink a little bit, bring some snacks.
Yeah. But it's still, there's nowhere to piss.
That's true.
It sucks.
It does, yeah. It just drink.
We're to the point of everybody romanticizing lockdown.
People are starting to retroactively do that?
Yeah.
I've seen those takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually fun. House parties, getting drinks to go from a bar, sitting outside on this. No.
Time to think.
We should do this every 5 years.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was.
This is going to have a horrible impact on a lot of people. Kids just didn't go to school for 3 years.
That's going
to be
the worst,
especially the kids who were like birthed to six during that time period. They're going to be stupid adults.
Yeah.
The most critical period of learning.
And they got nothing.
Also in Akron, one of my assignments was James Harrison's brother's son. And I felt bad. He lived in like an old elementary school that was renovated into an apartment. And
Hell of a coat rack, though.
Okay.
No, I'm glad you told us that.
Some good cubby holes, but it was felt bad. James Harrison must have lots of siblings.
Oh, okay.
To divvy out his winnings too.
Anything else, boys?
Got a couple of housekeeping questions if you want them.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, stand up 10 days. How you feeling?
Oh shit, I feel good.
Wait, did you do an open mic?
No,
you don't need to.
I'm going in raw.
Going raw.
Yeah. Might not be good. I sat down with Mook and Sass and Grace O'Malley and ran through some of the stuff I had written down, some ideas. I think I have two decent 5-minute stories. I think I could do 10 if need be, right. But we'll see how it goes.
There's going to be some bangers in there.
Hope sure. so.
You see that Bethany Hamilton is against the trans community.
Yeah, I hated that we were away for that because everybody pounced on the surf and turf joke.
Surf and turf, she leaned right.
Yeah, like
well, these are just
people
like,
getting rid of an appendage can't surf with you, really. but we've been tagged in that probably 80 times
a
day.
Yeah, a bunch. Every platform, yeah.
Also, we got tagged in a boy fell in a vat of chocolate.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
in what context?
There was a vat of chocolate at a factory. I think it was at a chocolate
factory.
Yeah. You ever been to a chocolate factory?
Saris.
Yeah, best root beer float I've ever had.
Best chocolate pretzel.
You're a big chocolate pretzel guy. We were talking about on the Yak today how you worked at a concrete plant next to a shit plant. It's like everybody just calls it the shit plant. They're not making shit, but it's where everybody's shit goes. It's these open pools. I toured it because I wanted to work there, and my dad was the city manager.
Dude, you could smell that from Sunoco.
I was obsessed with poop as a kid. I used to introduce myself to, like, as a kid I would bring like a fake, I've talked about this, a fake dog turd everywhere with me. I would introduce myself as James Poop to people.
See, that's still funny now.
I was like five.
Never missed.
I was like 5 or 6. And my parents, I wanted to work at the poop plant. And my dad was the city manager. He's like, fuck it. I'm giving you a tour of this place to make you end the poop obsession. And it reeked so bad. We had to like get rid of, throw away our clothes afterwards. And I just wanted it more. I was James Poop more than I was Nick.
Yeah, Roy Bauer worked there. No relation to me. Dirk's dad.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman fell in that and I think got pretty hurt because they're the churning of the. Yeah.
Three more quick hitters. Yeah. KB, Baby Jeter, check.
I still smoke them.
Okay.
And fine, I'm fine.
No incidents.
Yeah. That's how you have to get past an incident like that. You have to do it more. Like I said before, you have to do an even stronger dose the next time.
Perfect.
There's a dispensary here. Can you even call them that in New York? Where I've been buying, and it's got the best name. It's called the Coffee Shop, which is funny.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a good.
Like
name.
A smoke shop?
Yeah. But like
Oh, that.
Yeah,
oh,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's nice.
They earn my business.
Rumors circulating around the office that Nick and Dave are best friends now.
I also heard this. How did this start?
We've always had a pretty good relationship. It's just been very, you know.
But what spawned that rumor?
He shot me a text and I answered it and he said it was a good answer. That's it.
He said good answer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was like Family Feud. But I called him Boss Man 3!
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Last one. Does your shit still smell like dog shit?
Big. I almost said big time. No. Mm-hmm. No, just kind of.
It's good. That's something you have to hide from a partner.
Your shit smelling like dog shit?
Yeah. Not even the fact that you shit near her. It's the fact that your shit smells like dog shit.
One of our first ever anus episodes, we were talking about finding out your girl's cheating because your shit smells different.
Oh, yeah.
That was an underrated joke. Just like, babe, we have every meal together. Explain why your shit smells different.
That's awesome.
Go in there and shit right now. Don't flush.
Who are you eating with?
Who you? Oh, my God. How long have we been doing this show? What episode number are we actually on?
I don't know. It's three.
Would you start
November 2020. So a little over 2 years.
What was the first episode number? 268?
Couldn't have been. A little lower.
Not YouTube. I think it would have to be Spotify. I couldn't even guess. We're over 100.
115 weeks worth, give or take a couple off. So. Yeah.
Couple off, couple double ups. Who knows?
How do you guys feel about disc golf?
It seems fun.
You ever done it, Kyle?
No, throwing a frisbee is fun. Funner than throwing most things.
It's very, no. I went, when I was in Denver for my birthday, my uncle is a huge disc golf player. So he took me for a round. It's usually we do it like once a year together. And I find it to be very, very fun.
It's probably more fun than golf.
Way better than golf.
A while ago, Brody Smith. He reached out to us to ask to do golf. Some. Yeah,
he started cool as guy. The trick shot guy or ultimate frisbee player.
He was
original YouTube.
He predated. Dude, he was perfect. He was the frisbee guy.
He was the YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's very fun.
I would love to have the next trick shotter in the sub-500s, but I want it to be a non-traditional trick shotter.
Mm-hmm. You see that big girl who's like a teacher who live streams her attempts in her school's gymnasium?
No.
Every Friday. It's a blast.
But what do you mean? Like she has a lot of following? You know, she's big?
She does have a lot of followers as well. I'll say that. Oh, I watched her like try to hit a basketball from a baseball tee with a blindfold on for hours.
And did she ever get it?
No.
Oh.
No.
But you kept watching?
You kept watching. Yeah, that's the game. They're posting their misses now.
119 episodes, by the way.
Wow. Not bad. 120 next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Would you go over 120? Mook?
What do you mean, go over?
Rudy? In a partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That's light.
For sure.
It's tiny.
I like a right? Yeah, me too. Gal.
What would you ask me?
I'd go far over.
I don't think I'd go under.
I don't know if you would.
What the fuck? You wouldn't go under?
I don't. I don't,
you wouldn't go under?
I don't know if I would.
That is light. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Like, what is like Emily Retta Jukowski weigh?
98.
How tall is she?
I have no idea.
Probably 5'6". She's probably about one.
She's 5'7".
About one. At 25?
No, dude. I bet you she's like 106.
No.
You can't give blood if you're under 111.
Really?
Come on now.
I think.
The estimate is 118 to 159 pounds.
That's too big of a range.
Well, was that pregnant her?
It spans different body types.
And then November 2022, it says down to 100 pounds. So
who's running that beat?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, a paparazzi that just asks how much he weighs. No camera.
Emily, how much you weigh? That is a bizarre beat to run.
Crazy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that was like a big headline, like weighing 100 pounds. So I think she was down to that at one point.
Yeah.
So it would go under.
Ask Mook again in 15 episodes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mook's saying no in 3 years.
Have you been going on dates?
Have you gone on a New York City date yet?
Dude, I haven't been in New York like consecutively for more than like 4 days.
Yeah, you're just a traveling comic.
A date takes a couple hours.
Yeah, but I don't got time, KB. I'm grinding,
I'm just wondering.
Dude, yeah, Mook is just sending us clips.
You are working
at like 5 a.m.
incredibly hard.
Mm-hmm. That and Boy Dad and then stand up is just crushing me right now. But, okay.
But you do road games. I mean, you had a girl put a gun to your head.
I do away games.
Wait, how did you end up, like, did you know her previously?
No. I just find queens in different cities. Hoes and other area codes, brother. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was a fan of the giggles.
Yeah. So what happens is after we do a stand-up set, everyone goes for Sass. When they realize that Sass isn't answering a DM or doesn't talk to them after the show, they message me.
Mm. Oh, prime.
So then I kind of like...
prime.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, but it's like at the end of the day, I know what's happening.
Have you done a video at Barstool yet where people haven't commented on how long your eyelashes are?
No.
Well, I didn't even notice.
Oh, take a gander.
You have a bit. Oh,
those are wings.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice until I was like, people were loving Mook on the yak. And then there was just like three comments, just like lashes.
Yeah.
That's an asset. Yeah.
Yeah.
On TikTok, I get that. And then where'd your eyebrows go, brother?
Yeah. People are mean. Yeah.
No brides.
Oh, I'm used to it.
No service.
No, no brows. You know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
All right.
New Untold Story. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. We don't know when we're doing the sub 500s exactly, okay, but as soon as we have it written, yeah, and as soon as we have all the winners.
I'm going to start searching.
Yeah. I've started searching. It's really hard.
Yeah. You have to just stumble upon these people.
I've just been searching combinations of words that I think are
funny.
I would
go maybe hashtags on Instagram because the people.
Yeah.
Try to get.
No, I just searched like different things that like just two different words combined think they're funny. I think that's how they write for Rick and Morty.
It also kind of sucks because if someone goes viral for one thing on TikTok, they automatically have it.
TikTok's almost impossible.
Yeah. So they still might be, they still might be like grinding their content, but they already have over 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need like an anti-algorithm. The algorithm's working against us.
Yeah.
An anti-algorithm algorithm.
We'll find them. I want to get a real old person too.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, guys.
All right.